sales tax obligated to take care of those projects.
We did vote on those because it was attached. It was attached to that sales tax renewal. This doesn't require a vote, simply because the spending, the spending threshold of the city, it's not enough of a spend to warrant that. Now, maybe there's a thought we could put it in front of the people, see what they think.
Well, and you've had the opportunity, I don't know, two or three different times for people to come in and offer their input as far as the wellness center and just offer ideas. And we're probably not asking any questions that you guys haven't heard before, either over coffee or something somewhere. But going to a vote of the people, I don't know how you'd have to put that out. It would cost a little bit of money to put that on an election ballot. But anyway, what's this process look like from today forward?
I think we kind of touched on it. I mean, the next step needs to be purchasing the building. And from that point, we just start development and community engagement. Like we had said, you know, trying to get everybody's input, what they want to see, what makes sense financially. And then once that's all hashed out and we know what we're going to do, hopefully start construction. But again, one thing I wanted to touch on with the taxes and voting, and that's one thing that I hear a lot of, is this is costing so much money. Why don't we have the opportunity to have a say in it? Well, it shouldn't cost you any more than it costs you today. I mean, if you're not staying in hotel rooms in Valentine, you're not contributing to the county's lodging tax. And the city sales tax, that's in place, and that money's got to go somewhere. We might as well use it to better the community.
I think Kyle touched on that earlier about it's actually generating a little over what was needed to pay off some of the debts of Mid Plains and the golf course.
And I mean, back to the why it's not to a vote. If it's new taxes, people have to vote on that, right? And so there are no new taxes. Again, we've not raised property tax requests in 10 years. We've city sales taxes stayed the same, and that's been voted by the voters twice with pretty overwhelming support. And candidly, we couldn't function really as a city without that city sales tax component.
And I think the sales tax, when it was passed both times, was specific projects, but also other community projects that would come up down the road, was some of the language in that.
Property tax relief, infrastructure, and community betterment projects, which is exactly how we've used it.
So, all right, any final comments? Rich, you got anything from the Visitors Promotion Board?
Yeah, I think the chance to be in a partnership is going to be a great thing for us. This is something that we likely could never achieve on our own. We talk about the building costs and some things like that, and the amount of money that we have, even if we could find some property to put it on, we would wind up with a pretty darn small building somewhere. Where this building's got some size to it and we have some partners available, I think it's a great opportunity to try to move forward on a project and get the money out of the bank and spend it. So let's try to get it working for us and recycle it a little bit and grow the community and grow if we were lucky enough to get the conference center going real well and have another motel in it, it would do nothing more than create more tax dollars for us. And so, you know, it is a cycle, and we're right in the middle of it. But our goal is to, you know, keep people coming to Valentine, and the more people that come, the more funds we have available, and we just want to keep building and building, and we've done a great job of it over there in the tourism department. So
I've been around several of these attempts to get a convention center in Valentine or some type of a community center over the past, since the 80s, I guess. And my feeling is on this, we've got an opportunity here to do something that we've been wanting to do for three decades. So what happens if we don't